Now let's head out to the McLaren Health Plan phone line and talk with Sandy Dragoo. She is the CEO and Executive Director of CATA, and she's on the other end of our line. Sandy, how are you?
I'm good, Tony. How are you?
Well, I'd like to be a fly on the wall over at the CATA offices because you got a pretty important guest coming to your offices to talk about some important stuff today.
No, he came yesterday.
Oh, it was yesterday. I thought it was
yesterday.
Well, tell us about Senator Levin stopping by your offices. Tell us about the visit and what happened.
Well, the senator had called us on Monday and said he would appreciate having us get some officials together so that we could talk to him about what impacts CATA was going to be facing by not having a transportation bill passed. And so we were able to do that, and so we had a roundtable discussion late yesterday afternoon. And then the senator was able to spend a few minutes, and we were able to show him our new construction that's going on to our storage area for buses. And so we spent about an hour and 15 minutes with him, and it was a very good period of time that we were able to talk with him directly, answer his questions, and he left really understanding what the region's needs were and was able to see what we have here. Normally, we are the ones that go to Washington and he sees pictures, but it was very good to have him on our property and see what the federal partnership that we have really does for our region and for our people that need transportation so vitally.
From CATA's perspective, what are the region's needs and concerns?
Well, you know, the biggest one that always is there is just the daily need for public transportation. And we are hoping to have that goal reached this year of 12 million rides in a year. Last year we had over 11.8 million rides in a year that we actually took. 11.8 million. And that's a fantastic number. And so that's what we do. So without public transportation, those are rides that would be on the streets and either would not get taken or would then, you know, people would not get to jobs, would not get to where they need to go, or in some cases for persons with disabilities, would be locked in their homes.
What did the senator say he could do to help you?
Well, the Senate had passed this bipartisan bill of the transportation bill, and we have six-year bill, the big bill, and this is roads and highways and everything, and public transportation is part of that bill. And the Senate had passed their bipartisan bill, and the House then only passed a 90-day bill. And a 90-day bill just does not do what needs to be done, because then we, as public transportation providers, cannot go in and get the state match against those federal dollars. Because we've got to have the long-term bill in order for the state to do what the state needs to do and for us to draw down on the grants that we have. So we have to get the long-term bill. So what we need is for the House to take up that Senate bill and pass the Senate bill and get it into a long-term passage. Roads have got to have something done to them. We've got to have the federal money released, and we've got to have roads, and we've got to have public transportation. So that's what Senator Levin wanted to hear, what our needs were, what the region's needs were. We had the representative from East Lansing, Mayor Pro Tem Triplett. We had Chad Gamble from the City of Lansing. We had Bob Trezise from LEAP. We had Ginny Haas from Michigan State University. We had Sharon Edgar from the State of Michigan. We had the people who were here that could speak to the region. We had Pete Kunmich, our board chair. And so Senator Levin was very appreciative of the fact that we got everybody there to sit at the table where he could say, what does it mean to you of your particular area, and what needs to be done? How do you think that we could move this ahead and get jobs moving? What can we do to get Michigan moving?
Did you get an indication that he'd be able to help you?
Well, he's trying to see what he can do if the Senate and the House are both in recess this week and last week. And he's trying to see what the people of Michigan are really wanting. He feels from the Senate side, both he and Senator Stabenow feel that they did what the people wanted them to do in the Senate by having the Senate pass it. And as he had said, normally the House works first, and it's harder to get the Senate to do something. And this one is a little unusual in that the Senate did their work first, and now the House is sort of locked up and is not moving. So somehow we've got to try getting the House to vote to get a bill, and they don't have to wait until the extension is over. They can take up this bill and then make it be a longer bill, at least a two-year bill, but hopefully we could go in and do a six-year bill.
Do we know how much this would mean, how much money for the region it would mean, for how much money for CATA?
Ours is $12 million without the bus rapid transit project that would be in it, and then an additional $23 million that would be in it for the bus rapid transit planning piece that would be in it. The entire bill is $39 billion for fiscal year 12 and $39.8 billion for fiscal year 13.
All right, it's
that would be appropriated to the states for the highway programs. And then there's some other money, but that's what would be for the highway programs themselves.
All right, Sandy.
It's a big bill.
Yeah, it is.
Big bill.
Yeah, it's
huge bill.
It's a story that we will continue to watch. We really appreciate your time on short notice to come on the program
with us. Oh, you're very welcome. You're very welcome.